Welcome to the Kumbaya Podcast, where Amanda and Rebecca, twin sisters, naturally minded home birth mamas, and co-founders of Progressive Pregnancy. We're on a mission to help you have a more empowered entrance into motherhood. We'll bring awareness and offer support surrounding pregnancy, childbirth, and the postpartum journey. As a holistic pelvic floor physical therapist, I'll bring valuable insights and guidance during this critical time for your pelvic floor. We'll also bring on other holistic providers, experts, and guests to help you make this huge life transition easier. To learn more, head over to progressivepregnancy.com, or to see show notes and past episodes, visit kumbayalpodcast.com. Are you hoping to have a home birth or natural birth? If so, check out Progressive Pregnancy. It's our comprehensive online program with monthly coaching calls that'll help you prepare your body, mind, and home for childbirth. All three of our children were born at home, and what we teach helped me go from a 30-hour labor with my first child to a 5-hour and much smoother labor with my second child. In my pelvic physical therapy practice, I've helped hundreds of women have smoother childbirths, no matter where they gave birth, and I'd love to share this knowledge with you. To learn more and get access, go to progressivepregnancy.com. Our guest today is Dr. Katrina Kreider. Dr. Katrina is a chiropractor, applied clinical nutrition counselor, and co-owner of Touch of Health. Dr. Katrina grew up in a small town in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania. Her decision to become a chiropractor came after working for her own chiropractor as a teenager. Her inspiration to pursue this career path came through the many healing stories she was told by the patients of the practice. She was deeply inspired by the body's ability to heal itself through restoration of the nervous system. As a teenager, Dr. Katrina struggled with acne for many years. After exploring many conventional treatments that failed to work, she discovered the healing power of nutrition. As she slowly transitioned to healthier habits, she saw great improvement in her skin. Combining nutritional therapies with chiropractic has allowed Dr. Katrina to help many patients over the years improve their health and well-being. In 2010, she fulfilled her dream of creating a family-centered wellness studio in Sandy Springs, Georgia, with her best friend and business partner, Melissa Merritt. Dr. Katrina lives in Chamblee with her husband and their two girls, Avery, who is 9, and Lila, who is 5. She specializes in helping tired moms create healthy practices without needing to do it all perfectly. Hello, welcome back to the Kumbaya Podcast. We are so excited to be joined today by Dr. Katrina Kreider, a good friend of mine. I can say now I adore this woman, and she is going to share with you such wonderful tips and such wonderful information that is going to help you. And I just love to dive right in. So.
Yeah, Katrina, can you start us off by sharing a little bit about the state of children's healthcare in the U.S. today? In particular, like, why is it so important that we're discussing raising healthy kids?
Okay, so first of all, I want to say I adore you ladies as well. We've known each other a very long time, and we've kind of been through the journey of not having kids is when we met, to having kids. And we all grew up around the same time. And I really think that, you know, children's health over the years, if you look at some of the statistics, it's kind of getting a lot worse. You know, there's a huge rate of chronic illness in children. And if you look around, like, they're building children's hospitals everywhere. They're building new ones, right? Like, we, you know, there are just a lot of sick kids out there. And the illnesses are going to range, right? So you have like a 40% of kids have a chronic illness. And then you have another subset of kids who have, you know, behavioral disorders. They're going to have like ADHD. You know, you have a rate of autism that's truly alarming. You know, there's just a lot of things with children's health that I would say were not necessarily headed in the right direction with their health. However, if you're a parent, you definitely can turn it around. You don't have to be one of the statistics.
Yeah, that's great. So I mean, when I hear statistics like that, it overwhelms me. It makes me like anxious, like, oh my gosh, what can I do? And so I want to talk a little bit for a second about like other things besides just knowing those statistics. What are some other things that like lead to parents feeling overwhelmed about raising healthy kids?
Oh my gosh. Have you been on the internet recently? Like back, you know, we just don't, we almost have information overload. And then on top of information overload, we have a lot of confusing information, right? Like eggs are good for you. 3 weeks later, eggs are bad for you, right? And so there's this, you almost don't know what to believe. And then you're just inundated with so much information that it's like analysis paralysis. You freeze. What can you do? You know, a lot of people don't know what to do. They don't know where to start. So that really becomes the thing is like, you know, you open Instagram recently, I mean, in the past couple of years, and it's just one thing after another. And, you know, if you look, it's like, everything's bad for you.
Yes.
And we just can't live like that. Toxins are everywhere. Like it's really difficult as a parent to process that and then to figure out like what can I do?
Yeah. And then I think when we're talking about social media, which is a place I really say a lot of people are getting their information now. We used to say, oh, Google it. And now I think it's more of go to TikTok or go to Instagram. And I'm not on TikTok for the record. I don't, but people pull their things
through
Instagram. So I see it, you know. So I'm not immune. But it's and so I think then you get the comparison game as well, right?
Yes.
Where now I'm judging the health, how healthy I think your family is and how healthy I think you are, because all your posts are in these nude tones and these like,
yeah, oh my gosh, it's a perfectly curated feed. Everything looks
and your hair is beautiful. Yes. And then it's like, oh, and I'm making this one little meal by scratch. And so I think every meal she makes is by scratch and they just have no stress. And there's so many things that go into health besides just food. Right. But
oh my
you just
gosh,
see so much. And then the comparison thing just
and
kills
comparisons,
me too.
It's the thief of joy. Right. And it's really difficult because you just have no idea what goes on behind closed doors. You know, like some people are willingly sharing their struggles and some people are just not. They're just showing you the perfect feed, right? So it's very easy as a mom to get caught up in that, you know? And I always try to remind my moms and myself, it's like really the only corner of the universe that you have any say over, you can create any change in is like the little bubble around you, right? And the little bubble around your family, like that's all you can do. You can do nothing about what other people are doing, but you can do something to help your family. And that's what we have to remember that we have to focus on. You know, it's good to get new information, to see what other people are doing. But one of the things I really encourage moms to lean on is your intuition. Like there's just this inner knowing that you have about your children that is unmatched. You know, a lot of times moms come in here into my office with kids and they'll say, I think blah, blah, blah is going on with Joey. And it is because the mom knows, right? Because they are intimately connected with that child. Right. When you're pregnant, you have that intermingling of cells. Your child's cells stay in you. So it's we need to listen, get back to listening to ourselves. Right. And not everything is right for us.
Yeah.
So we have to use that discernment, that inner knowing to know what feels good for us, what feels good for our family.
And to course correct when you try something and it doesn't feel right or isn't working or, you know, like,
well, there's nothing wrong with like changing as you're presented with new information, right? Like oh my gosh, it happens to me all the time. Also things like that I used to do years ago, I don't do anymore because I have new information and we evolve and we have to have that space to allow ourselves to evolve.
Right. I love what you just said there about intuition, because that's something we teach as well, that we are getting away from. Again, we're looking for outside validation. We're looking to other people for their input and then just blindly following it and not really tuning into our body. And I think that following that intuition is really, you have to slow down. You have to honor what's showing up in your body. But first, I think, is the slowing down. Then it's the, can you interpret what your body is telling you? Do you know that that feeling in your stomach is alerting you to something, or feeling in your chest or your pain in your back or whatever? And then to be able to act on it, you know, and take that information. I love that so much because I think it pervades. It sounds like it's what we teach for preparing for pregnancy and childbirth. And it's for you to take care of that
Continue
child
after they come
into the world.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're kind of leaving, like, our parents' generation really were like, doctor fixed me. Like, they looked a lot to the outside. And I think you're seeing this revolution where we're taking more responsibility with our health. And I hope that is something we're passing on to our children, is that inner knowing, right? Like, I didn't grow up with this. You know, we went to the doctor for everything, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're stepping into a cycle of like more empowerment where, you know, we have the tools, we are healing ourselves, and that is just going to help our children as they move forward. And I believe that's going to make them healthier, happier.
Yes. Which has a ripple effect because I sleep better at night when my kids are sleeping better, when they didn't cry, you know, have a big meltdown, which of course they just have to let off energy. I understand that. But those unicorn nights where you're like, or they wake up and they're not whiny. You're like, oh my gosh, yay.
Yes. And it's a cycle. It's like an ebb and flow, you know, and like Rebecca was saying, it's like we course correct, right? We, you know, we adapt. That's the thing about life.
Yeah. So let's, So I'm thinking how I was when I, you know, when I got pregnant. I just think of that was such a huge catalyst for change for me, right? I was living my life one way. I thought I knew it all. And then it was like this little light bulb went off and like, you're carrying your future child, your current child, but your child in you. And all of a sudden it just hits you like a ton of bricks. Like every choice I make is affecting not only me right now, right? And really that's true even in preconception and especially with the partner and everything. But for me, it was, I got pregnant and I realized, oh my gosh. And then I just started evaluating everything, right? You know, what I put on my skin, wash my hair with, in my body, smelled around, everything. So I think it can be this powerful time or catalyst for change. But I'd love for you to dispel maybe some common myths that raising healthy kids that often add like necessary pressure, right? So,
the biggest one is perfection. Like, and I think we all struggle with that. I think the biggest one is perfection, that we have to do it all perfectly. Like, everything is bad for me, so I must eliminate everything. I'm sorry. We live in modern times. We live in a modern world, right? There are certain conveniences that you as a family, remember, we're in our bubble, that you are going to evaluate for your family. And I really love to go by like the 80-20 rule, because perfection is 100%. We're never getting that. We're never getting that. It's actually unrealistic, because as humans, we are perfectly imperfect. And that's the joy of being a human, right? So really the 80-20 rule, you know, 80% of the time you're doing, you know, those things that you know that are going to bring health. 20% of the time you have leeway because you live in a modern world, right? So, you know, do I eat out? Never. No, that's so ridiculous. Like, there are times when, you know, you just don't plan your food right. Right. And you're having to stop for convenience foods. That's going to be in that 20%. I feel like just this simple adjustment, really, as we work on this, helps us to get rid of perfection. Cause I really do feel like perfection is huge in moms. But you know what? Like, I really think the motherhood process teaches you, like, you don't control anything. Right? Mm-hmm.
That is a myth. You know, exactly. Myth of life. Yeah.
If you're type A when you're pregnant, you are quickly going to learn you have got to let some of that go. And I think the more you get into motherhood, you really do, like, you've got to relax, right? You've got to, you know, nobody's doing it perfect. We really are all just doing our best. And if you could just remember that.
Yeah, because then I think, again, something that's pervasive with motherhood, for me at least, was this mom guilt, right? Okay. And so I feel like if we have that standard or that expectation of perfection, then it's another reason to put more stress on yourself when you inevitably hit the 20%, you know, you're in that little that space
Have
of
you ever
time.
Thought about this? There's no term for dad guilt.
Why are we caring? Why
we're
are
just
we
different. Like, exactly. Females and males, we're just different. Okay. And I think as moms, we're hyper aware of all these things. But part of motherhood is having that grace with ourselves. As we show ourselves that grace, we can show our children that they can turn that grace on themselves as well. You know, it's you go back to the comparison and the perfection, right? It's like all these things that they don't serve us, and really they don't serve our nervous system, right?
Yeah,
they
yes.
keep us in fight or flight. And that is not, that's a function of the body that it's just going to cause breakdown. Right.
Yeah.
So it's not, it's going to keep us in that dysregulation. Right. So it's like having more compassion and grace with ourselves for just doing our best is going to help us on many levels.
Yeah. So would you say, even if someone did it all right, and if you're not watching this in video form, like I'm doing air quotes here. So and even if we did it all right, if a child, you know, say their parent is modeling this perfectionism and just stress about never being good enough or not doing it right all the time or things like that. And so then the child is learning from modeling and just, you know, has a stressful life too. Do you think that then that could even hinder their health? So even if they're eating the right foods and doing all the right things, just having this, you know,
anxiety
this,
and stress,
this stressful state, right?
Like just kind of teaching your kids to be fearful of all the toxins, like that's terrible. However, like, I just want to touch on that, like, you know, when you're doing it all right. I just want to, my really good friend gave me the best advice that I've ever received about motherhood. And her advice at my baby shower was, remember, your child has their own tether to God. And I think that as humans, we're here to learn lessons. Like, this is the greatest school. We're here to learn and experience and do things. Our children are their own separate people who are also here to learn and experience and do things. So even if you do it all correctly, you cannot save them from all of the pain and hardship that being a human is. You know, like, how can you know great love if you don't know great loss? How can you know deep joy if you don't know deep pain? Right? So, like, you're just not going to do it all perfectly.
Right?
Yeah. And so it really, creating a healthy child, a healthy family, is modeling how you are when you're in deep pain.
Yes. Allowing all the emotions and allow, and then, and just, yeah, modeling, we make it through, you know, sometimes.
Exactly. And validating, right?
Yes.
Like, I know this is really hard for you. You didn't make the soccer team. I can see how difficult this is. Like, stuff like this is going to happen, you know? So we have to remember it's in our reaction that is really going to serve our children.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's profound. I think that's so true.
Right.
Because it is, it's a universal, everyone wants the best for their kid. That's why
we're learning,
you know? And so you just have to sometimes let go of that control over the outcome and say, okay, I really didn't want XYZ for my child, but this must be their journey. And then again, just trusting that you're giving them the best resources, the best, you know, modeling, the best parenting, but they have their own journey, right? And choices.
And do you want to be super strict with your choices that when they're out of your house, they go buck wild because they've not been able to try or do anything?
We definitely learned that where I've let my kids have too much candy around certain holidays and we all pay the price afterward. But my children have literally both separately, it's, you know, certain points said, Oh, I ate too much candy. My tummy yes. hurts. You know, they made that distinction.
Like,
so
natural
do they...
consequences are great. Like, my daughter, she's in a performance troupe, and they had like a party, and she ate like way too much and like had a terrible upset stomach. So the next time they had a cast party, she's like, I'm not going to eat as much as I did last time. Like, she was like, learned her
lesson.
Listen
to her body. Exactly. Yes.
It's different. You cannot explain to a pregnant woman what pregnancy is like, a first time mom. You have to go through it. So it's the same with our children. Like, you can explain stuff, but until they experience it, that's just a whole new level.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so true. And it's funny, like you said, like the relaxing and releasing and letting go of control. It's the difference I was between my first and my second. You know, they talk about like birth order, and I'm like, whatever, birth order. And now I'm like, oh, how could there not be? You were so much more anxious with your first, and then your second is practically juggling knives. We have to kind of like watch
it's
ourselves
funny,
with her.
Like, the firstborn, you can tell. I'm a firstborn. You can tell, right? It's just the birth order thing is fascinating. I love that.
Well, I'd love to dive in. You have a program where you help parents learn. Well, it could also be your patients too, but
patients at the office.
You know, parents, learn strategies and tools to raise a healthy family. I'd love for you to tell us a little bit more about that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I developed my program, you know, like I said, for women who just don't even know where to start, okay? So basically, it's a step-by-step process that's going to take you on the journey, right? Like, say you're just waking up to, oh my God, everything is bad for us, right? I don't even know where to start, okay? Yeah. So I have four sections in my program, and the first one is called Reduce Toxins. Notice I didn't name it eliminate, because that is impossible. So I'm going to take you on a step-by-step journey on how to reduce toxins. I'm going to show you all the places that they come from and basically how you can do your best to reduce your toxic load. Because really, that's all that you can do in our modern world. You're not going to completely eliminate it unless you go and live in a hut in the woods. Okay. The next section is called Replenish Minerals. I think that, you know, we've been taught, you know, take your vitamins. We forget about our minerals. Okay. So it's really vitamins and minerals. And these are things that we should get through food. So, however, our soil, right? Our soil is just pretty depleted. Where do people think that the animals and vegetables get their nutrients from? They get their minerals from the soil. So the soil is pretty depleted. So there are certain minerals that I think that you really should supplement in. And I will tell you, the one would be magnesium. That would be my top one. If you don't even take the program, take some magnesium. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, magnesium, there's a lot of different forms. For my kids, I love to use an ionic magnesium. It's a liquid. I do liquid juice shots for my kids, where I put like a bunch of different vitamins and minerals, put a little juice in it, because the magnesium, the ionic magnesium is very salty. Okay. Magnesium, I love when you use different forms and different methods of entry. So Earthly makes a really good magnesium balm. And I like that one in particular for kids, because magnesium will tingle. Like, it will make your skin tingle. But Earthly, they have a gentle one. I think it's called Sensitive. And that one, it does not make your skin tingle. So it's great for kids. I like to put it on my kids' calves at the end of the night. I also do mineral baths. Like, that's another great way to get magnesium in, doing magnesium chloride flakes, because those get absorbed in the body better. And then for adults, there's a really good brand. You can buy it on Amazon. It's called Ancient Minerals. That brand, they offer the magnesium chloride flakes. They have a magnesium oil. They have magnesium spray. So there's such a thing.
How do you do the oil? Is the oil oral or no?
No, the oil is going to be for your body. So that's another one where you can just like rub it on your calves. Okay. I like that brand a little more for adults, because sometimes you do get the tingle. With the earthly lotion, it won't bother kids at all. They're fine with it. You know, the more stress you incur, the more magnesium you burn. Okay. So, you know, just that one is like, I think everybody should have magnesium.
And the flakes in the bath, is that for adult or that could be for kids?
Kids and adults. Yeah. Magnesium chloride can be used for. So what I do is I will give my kids a mineral bath, and then, but I don't have them drain it. I have them get out, and then I'll step in and just walk around and like soak the bottom half of my legs. Right. Yeah. Because like, they're getting doused in it. And why can't mom jump in? Cause mom's a little stressed too, but I can't get my whole body wet. Cause I don't got time for that. So I'm just going to jump in it. Right.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I never take a bath, but like, but that's great. Because it's okay. So, okay. Yeah. Exactly. Well, you know what? Like, cause we always, I don't put magnesium chloride, I don't put the flakes in, but I do like baking soda, or I'll just like, just really for fun. And we say it's like pixie dust or like fairy dust.
Exactly. And on my Instagram, I have a recipe where you could either make it with Epsom salt or magnesium chloride and baking soda and a little bit of borax, because boron is going to push magnesium into the cells. But I usually will make a big batch of that mineral bath, and then they love using that.
Oh, that's gold. So that's on your Instagram account?
Yes, that's on my Instagram. Yeah. And then, so I go over some other minerals. I go over why minerals are important, but I just wanted to like, everybody should be on magnesium. So,
love it.
Right. And then, the next part of the course is going to be foundations in food, right? This is such a challenge for a lot of us, but I'm going to break it down. I teach you how to create a healthy pantry. Cause in my mind, having a healthy start in the kitchen as a pantry, that really does parlay into like, oh, wow, look, the base of my cooking is already great because look at all these great ingredients that I have to start with. And then we go over some different facts about food. I talk about, you know, just how much protein kids need, and I'd break it down by ages. I really feel like that is a focus point for parents. Mm-hmm. Right? Because think about all our snacks these days. They're very carb heavy.
Yes. So
I encourage parents like focus on like, is my child getting enough protein? Protein is the building blocks. Kids are building bodies, right? Yeah. They're building bodies. They're building brains. So protein and fat are very important. We get enough carbs. We don't really have to worry about those, right? What we do have to focus on is our forms of carbohydrates, but protein and healthy, like brain building fats. So we go over all that in the course, but like just a quick tip for parents. It's like, if you could do anything to change with your food, make sure your kid's getting enough protein. I think I have a post on my Instagram with like the required amounts by age, and then healthy fats. Like healthy fats. Mm-hmm. I also have a recipe I often make chocolate pudding out of avocados. Avocados are a fruit.
My kids love avocados. Don't leave that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And but if chocolate? They don't, which a lot of kids don't, I get every kid to eat this pudding. And it's got like very simple ingredients. It's avocado, maple syrup, orange juice, vanilla, and cacao powder.
Yeah.
So like, there's all kinds of stuff like that you could do. But if you focused on proteins and fat, right there.
Yeah. Right there. And that's good too. Like what we're having the trouble with is when they were little, really up until just very recently, we were more vegan, vegetarian-ish. So my kids are really good about eating eggs, but I realize most of their protein comes from either eggs or dairy. And so now we're thinking airway issues and breathing, and we're like, ooh, dairy can congest. So we're trying to back down on the dairy.
Fish, I think sometimes if you can find like a fish, like I always feel like that's a good introduction if you're switching from vegan or vegetarian into like more meat-based eating. Some of the white fishes can be a little more palatable. Try shrimp, right? Like try some of those as an introductory first. And then you can kind of move on to like chicken and turkey, and then beef is just going to have like a heavier taste, right? So you can kind of like ladder it up, like a progressional step.
Yes.
But they eat eggs. That's great. There's so much nutrients in eggs that that's like a great one. And eggs, the beauty of eggs is you can cook them a million different ways. Right? Like my list, she does not like eggs, but she loves egg salad. So I just make her egg salad.
Well, this is a funny thing because I have hard boiled eggs and it's kind of fun for my kids. So I keep a whole, just keep reusing the same container. And I write hard boiled on it. So once I make a dozen hard boiled eggs, that goes in the fridge in that one hard boiled container, carton, whatever. And then the kids will take out and they can, Annika can't really peel her own yet, but she likes hearing the crunch and like breaking it up and then we peel it for her. But so Len can peel her own eggs. So that's nice and easy. But the problem is both of my kids will not eat the yolk. When they go to bite it, they won't eat the yolk. So they throw the yolk away. So what I like to do is make egg salad because
that's why we do egg salad. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and if you think the yolk does have a chalkier consistency, sometimes you have to make a softer, you should try making like a soft hard boiled egg, like where the yolk is a little runny. Some kids even don't like that, but I found egg salad as a really good hack besides scrambled eggs to get them to eat the yolk because it tastes delicious, or deviled eggs. My kids love deviled eggs.
Yeah,
so and good. Then you just reminded me, there's actually another part in the Food is Foundation where we go over batch cooking. The reason I am so successful with how I plan my food for the week is because I have 1 to 2 days a week where I batch cook. Not whole days. Like maybe one day I'll have 2 hours and I will just prep a bunch of stuff. So in the course, like I'm going to show you like my method of how I'm batch cooking, because I really feel like if you can, like if you made a dozen hard boiled eggs one time, it just sets you up for your week. So I feel like that is a true key of providing healthy food for your kids, is taking a little time and batching some stuff out.
Yeah. And I love that too, because I'm not a cook. I'm not really good at cooking. I just got a crock pot from Christmas.
Yes.
And that is more my jam, but like deviled egg. I don't know if you
get an Instant Pot? Did you get an Instant
Pot? No, I got to ask that. Yeah, she Rebecca has an Instant Pot. I just have a crock pot.
Yeah. I love my Instant Pot. I have a lot of, I use that all the time, but things like the things that I batch cook are going to be like hard boiled eggs. I will often make, my oldest loves those egg cups. I'll do like bacon, tomato, and do the egg cups. I always have some kind of muffin in my freezer that I can pop out. Muffins, I usually add like unflavored bone broth powder to add more protein. I'm usually batching like some kind of bone broth, like so chicken or beef bone broth. I'm saving, freezing that. Rice is another good one. Rice freezes well. Mm-hmm. So, and sometimes if you can make one whole chicken a week, you have your bones for your bone broth, and that chicken is probably like 2 good meals at least.
Yeah.
My favorite for lunches, little chicken pieces in the lunch. I sometimes put like a little barbecue sauce in for them, or ranch, right? Like, so it's just the easy steps, but we have to kind of make those part of our routine, which leads me to my last section of my course, which is called Cultivate Healthy Habits. And so in this last piece, I'm going to teach you just kind of how to pull it all together, right? Like, what are some habits that you should have? I do talk about nervous system dysregulation. Like one of the healthy habits I have, since I am a chiropractor, my kids get adjusted, right? How do we lay the foundation? What are the foundational things that I'm doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And is that weekly or every other week, or how often do you guys get adjusted?
It depends. It really depends. I try to do every week. Sometimes it's every other week. I do take them to another chiropractor because chiropractic is an art form. Lots of people practice differently. I do gentle chiropractic. I have another chiropractor friend who does like this allergy elimination technique. He does a little emotional work. So I take my kids to him. So it really just varies. I have a lot of families that bring their kids in weekly, every 2 weeks. Again, we're working on our bubble. So what works for your family, right? So obviously when my kids are sick, they're getting adjusted more. But yeah, I mean, I really do try to go like once a week. It's tough developing a whole body, right? Yes. Like lots of things happen during the week. And then in that section, I have other habits that I think are very important that are going to help you create a healthy family. And one I would say is, you know, 90% of our times we spend indoors. You know, this kind of goes back to our question in the beginning, like, why are kids so unhealthy? Because we're living such an unnatural life. We're overscheduled. We're undernourished. We're spending so much time indoors. So it's like nature. Yeah. Nature should be such a huge part of your health journey, right? Yes. Whether it's kind of hanging out on your front lawn or going on a hike, just being outside, gardening, like things like this should be part of our routine. Oh, right. Don't you feel better after you like outside?
Always.
100%. 100%. Like even just walking outside sometimes. Yeah. Like, let me go get the mail.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
We were at the playground yesterday and Solan asked to take her shoes off. And I'm like, my first reaction was like, oh my gosh, these are all hard little chips. You know, it was one of those playgrounds. And she actually wanted to keep her socks on. It was pretty cold. And I said, okay, fine. So she had her socks on and just her feet getting into contact the ground. And even when she was up on the gym equipment, all the ways that her foot could move now that she didn't, and we usually wear barefoot shoes anyway, but still it's just her contacting the earth and getting that input into her nervous system.
And the proprioception that they get. Also, I always like to think of it as like reflexology for your feet, because all the organ systems of the body are contained into the feet, right? So it's kind of neat, even though like we think, oh my gosh, she's stepping on like these rocks and stuff, but think about like the different stimulation her foot's getting. Like that's pretty awesome.
So the program, so is it a fully online program? Tell us the kind of the format of it.
So it's an online program. It's going to be 6 months. You get a video every week. Like you'll have one video every week. I make it small and digestible. So the videos are usually around 10 to 15 minutes. And then I also do like a monthly Q&A, and there's a Facebook group where you can ask questions and, you know, I'll pop the Q&As in there, but they're all contained in the course as well. So just kind of creates like another piece of community. And I'm thinking about some more support options possibly, but I haven't gotten that far. But like, you know, moms, we love sometimes to be really supported.
Yeah. Having the community, having a place to like, you can follow along and do it on your own time. It's nice. It sounds like you spread it out, so it's not overwhelming. Yeah. So like, just work on this one thing this week.
That makes it doable, right? Yeah, and then 10 to 15 minutes, I can carve out in a space of a week.
That a day, some of these courses where it's like, you have to do it in a, it's overwhelming just to keep up with the material sometimes. Mm-hmm. Life happens.
I mean, I'm a mom too, right? We all
Exactly. You have to like fit it in, and then making change takes time, you know, like having lasting change takes time. So
it really does. And it's the small little steps that we make, which is why, you know, I made them like 10 to 15 minutes. Right. And then like the reducing toxins, that's your first section. Okay. I know it's very overwhelming. And at the end, I have basically like a checklist for you. Because once you're aware of everything, you can't just change everything overnight.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right? So, you know, I have a checklist and I show you how I use the checklist.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I didn't change everything overnight. I'm on a journey too. We're all on journeys, right? Like when you know better, you do better. So as I've gotten more information, then I like, oh, okay, then I'll switch this out.
Yep.
Yeah, I think you have been so generous and have given us such good tips. I'm totally going to go buy those magnesium flakes and look for your recipe because my kids will absolutely benefit from that bath. Could you maybe leave us with one tip for the reducing toxicity? Is there any
picture? If you were to start anywhere, number one thing that I would start with is water. Water. Clean water. Okay. They put fluoride in our water. They put chlorine in the water, right? Chlorine is going to affect your iodine status in your body, right? So it's going to compete with iodine. So we want to get chlorine out of our water, not just our drinking water, our bathing water. So you, one of two ways. So if you can, right? And what I love about my program is that I have stuff for every budget. Not all of us are sitting on a big, bag of money that we can just do everything all at once. So we have to budget. We have to figure out, right? So there's different levels. So if you're able to, fixing the water, getting a whole house filtration system. There are a couple of really great ones out there. Radiant Life has one. Vistalis is another one very popular with people. So that would filter it just coming out of any faucet. But guess what? I would imagine only 10% of people can do that. Not everybody can do that. Okay. So having different options for, if you need a shower filter. Radiant Life is another place. They have shower filters. So you need a shower filter. You need a bath filter. And then you need some way to filter your drinking water. Right. So that is the number one thing I would start with because we're drinking every day. We're bathing every day. It's your biggest one.
Yep.
Great. Aqua sauna.
Yeah, whole house water filter is on my wish list.
Yes, I know. Me
too. I love that. You're in a shower.
Is someone in an apartment? Can you do that? Is there you're in an apartment. You can't.
Oh my gosh. So aqua sauna. I believe that's their name. They have under the sink filters and then they have countertop units. Mm-hmm. I have a Berkey. In my Berkey, I use the Green Wave filters. And then I have my shower filter, I believe is from Radiant Life. I just replaced it. You replace them yearly. And then for bath filters, there's a couple things you can do for the bath. So number one is you can get the ones that hang on the bath and kind of like run through. And it's usually like a combination of some minerals that's going to neutralize that chlorine. Mm-hmm. The other thing you can do is vitamin C. Vitamin C neutralizes chlorine. And Amazon sells these C tabs for the bath.
Oh,
so you get a whole box. There's like 1,000 of them and they're pretty big. They're like the size of a quarter and you just pop it in a bath. And my kids love them because they fizz.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, whoa.
That's fun. Yeah.
Right? So it's like science and bath time.
Yeah, entertainment. I know.
Please. Yeah. So that's another great one, right? Right there, lots of different variety of options. Right. Because some of us, we just don't have the money right now for that filter, the whole house. It's on our wish list, though, and we will get there. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, there are other things that you can do. Right. Yeah. So
those are great. Those are great.
This goes back to like doing your best.
Yeah.
Right. You just have to do your best. And what is your best? My best is different than your best is different than your best.
Right. That's right. So great. So I to piggyback on Amanda's, I'd love if you could leave us with one piece of advice or even encouragement for parents who are feeling overwhelmed. I mean, you've given so many great tips.
I know.
This is amazing. I love this. I'm going to go put
some of those so many notes.
But some encouragement, Mimi.
Okay. So it's going to sound counterintuitive, but I think that the best thing that you can do for yourself if you're feeling overwhelmed is to focus on how you can best care for yourself. Like, what can you do to care for yourself? And I'm not talking about mani pedis and massages. I'm talking about not overscheduling yourself. Like saying no, taking a walk without your kids, right? Like maybe waking up and having a little quiet reflection time, journaling, like remembering that you're your own person.
Yeah.
I think we forget that. We get melded into these children and we forget. And I think when we're feeling overwhelmed, we can definitely freeze because it paralyzes us. And part of getting out of overwhelm is just taking one small step. And I think that the more you as a parent, as a mother, the more you radiate health, the more your kids are going to be healthy, the more they're going to pick up on that, because kids actually don't listen to what you say. They see what you do.
Mm-hmm. Very true. And I think they also really feed off your energy. They can't describe it. They're not even aware of it, but when your energy is up or stressed, they're inherently just on that same vibration. They're kind of mirroring your energy. And I love also what you said about that self-care piece is the slowing down aspect, because when you slow down, that's when you're going to get the intuition. That's when you're going to get the little nudges. That's where you'll, if we just stay so busy, and I would even take the walk a step further. And I'm really trying to do this too. When I go for a walk, sometimes, not all the time, you know, don't have my headset. Or if I have my phone, like don't have it on. And just try to listen to the birds. It is just pretend that we were back in the days before cell phones, when you actually just were in the moment.
I think
it's powerful. Moms,
in general, I think we're very overstimulated.
Really?
So just kind of getting back to that slow stillness, that's the key, right? Like our kids are like, we're all very overstimulated, and part of regulating your nervous system is slowing down and being quiet, practicing some breathing, right? You can humming's really good for your vagus nerve. So you want to walk and like hum a little bit, that would be great. You know, all of these things cost nothing. They cost your time. And if you say
an intention,
have time, you're just using your time in different ways, right? Like,
Awesome. This has been such a gift. Thank you, Katrina. I am like
so
excited that we can make this happen. I know this has been a while in the planning, I know, but yes. I am so happy. Please let everyone know where they can find you. Definitely mention that Instagram account and the course. I think it's opening up soon. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. I'm going to be having a free workshop in March. I'll let you guys know when I pick my date for that. I may offer a couple sessions just like timing wise for moms, different times of the day. But you can follow me on Instagram. I'm dr.katrina_Kreider. And I have all kinds of tips on my page, like different little recipes. And then if you're local to Atlanta, I am a chiropractor. I do gentle chiropractic. My office is touchofhealthatlanta.com. So you can find us on there. So if you're local, you want to come in for an adjustment. I also work with people virtually with nutrition. And then you can work with me by joining my course. So, yes.
Yay. We'll make sure we link to all of that in the show notes.
And what's the course? Did you mention the course name?
Raising Healthy Kids.
Yay. Okay. So, well, thank you so much. Thank you. I'm going to join, I think.
Yeah,
I know.
This is so fun.
I need the accountability. I really
think. And the support, the ongoing support and a resource and someone you can ask questions to and go to. It's really helpful. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because we're all on this journey together.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. Thanks so much for your time and wisdom. Have a wonderful day.
All right. You too.
This content is for educational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. Please discuss any questions you may have regarding your health or medical condition with your physician or a qualified healthcare professional. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests.